This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Employees at Burger King slapped the fast food chain with a proposed class action suit over its intra-franchise no poaching agreements in Florida federal court, invoking free market founding philosopher Adam Smith's warning of more than two centuries ago that employers will do whatever it takes to keep wages down. A longtime executive at the American Bankers Association sued the Trade Association in Washington, D.C. court, alleging that women and minorities who work amid its old boys club culture are subjected to pervasive harassment and discrimination, and that she was fired for speaking up about it. Trump administration is pushing to ease the rollout of new international rules to power commercial ships with environmentally cleaner fuels, fearing the measures will drive up costs for consumers and businesses. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is asking an independent government watchdog with the Federal Reserve Bank to investigate past racial remarks made by Aaron Blankenstein, its top enforcement official. Blankenstein, an associate director overseeing supervision, enforcement, and fair lending, questioned in blog post 14 years ago the validity of hate crimes and whether using the N-word was racist. New York City Health Department is rolling out new national program pushing companies to cut the sugar in packaged foods and drinks by 2025. The IRS estimated online robbers attempted to steal at least $12.2 billion, if not more, through identity theft tax refund fraud in 2016, according to the Government Accountability Office. IRS vigilance thwarted most of those attempts, but the fakers did get away with at least $1.6 billion. The good news is the 2016 data represent a steady and significant drop in tax identity theft since 2012. A Super PAC's outlandish new ad for Arkansas Republican Congressman French Hill used Brett Kavanaugh's plight to argue that Democrats could bring back lynchings against black men. It was quickly and widely denounced, including by the Congressman Hill it was designed to support. Radio ad was created by a front group calling itself Black Americans for the President's Agenda to support Representative French Hill in his re-election campaign against Democrat Clark Tucker. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.